This is Janine Roan. I am the have served as the temporary or pro tem secretary of the PNB Elections Committee. So I'm calling this emergency meeting to order on October 14th. It is 5:19 Pacific time, 8:19 Eastern time. I will do a roll call. Bill Crozier.
And this is 2021 PNB Elections Committee.
Please, I understand. Please, I just want to get through. Let me just do the roll call. Bill Crozier. Susan DeSilva. William Hairwagon.
Present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Renee Penaloza, who's not a voting member, but she is a member. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm not hearing the responses. Is that like I did hear William Hairwagon, but I didn't hear any of the other responses.
That means they're not present.
Okay, please don't speak out of turn. Yeah, they are not. They're not present. So Sean Rose.
Okay.
You have to live for the Janine Roan, that's myself. I'm here. Mansoor Sabah, Akio Tanaka, and Andrea Turner have all been contacted over 3 weeks ago to get a hold of Lawrence Reyes, the pro tem chair, and myself to discuss their status. So they have not shown up to the last three meetings, nor have they responded to our email. So we are not considering them members during this meeting. Edie Hallis.
Here. Present.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Okay, terrific. So I have five presents, members present out of the nine eligible members. So one of the reasons there was a meeting called, Lawrence, the pro tem chair from the last meeting, and myself, we should elect a pro tem chair. we'll try to get Lawrence on again, but is there any nominations?
I'll nominate Lawrence.
Okay, he's actually not on the call right now.
Okay.
Nominate Janine.
Terrific. Thank you, William.
I second that nomination.
I accept. Is there a secretary for the meeting? Is there any nominations for secretary?
I'll be secretary. Nancy.
Oh, terrific, Nancy. Thank you. Okay, I just, the agenda that I sent out was for the discussion that Lawrence and I had earlier today, which is that there's some items that have come up in like the last 48 hours. So this the agenda would we would set a time soon to adjourn. We would set the next meeting, even though there's the deadline for voting is tomorrow, presently. So that we would want to set a next meeting and then discuss the items that have been surfacing, the WBA program director violation on the bylaws, the status of the quorums at all the stations, status of extending the election, and traffic reports of carts for October. So regarding setting time for certain to adjourn, we have 5:23 right now. Do we want to set the time to adjourn at 6:30 or 6:45? I know many of you have been on the call, and we haven't had any activity. So I would entertain 6:30 or 6:45. Is there a motion for either?
I move that we adjourn at 6:30.
Okay. I don't think we need a second. I'm in agreement. I think that we can extend if we have to, but I just, for this, we sort of want to just deal with these last-minute items.
Yeah.
So that's our time certain to adjourn then, 6:30. The next meeting we could make a week from today, just as a follow-up meeting. I would. Is there any issue with that, setting it for next week? Not that it'll be a weekly meeting from here on out, but I do think that there's been a few conversations I've had about creating a formal record of this election. And also, if it gets extended, there would still be the need to give status reports. So does anyone want to move that the next meeting be next Thursday at 3 o'clock, which was our original time?
Yes, I'm moved. William.
William, did you say that that you're moving for that? You have a motion?
Yes.
To, okay,
yes,
great.
So moved.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay.
What was the time?
3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
I just lost my computer power, so I'm trying to put that through. The next item on the agenda is talking about the WBAI incident today. I asked, this was something that Serene from WBAI brought to my attention. And I don't know if this is something that we should incorporate in some sort of a report today to the PNB that there's issues with that.
Could you explain the point of order? Could you explain what the incident was?
So I put on the email thread.
Point of information. Can someone mute, please, if you're not speaking?
Vanessa, is that Vanessa or Dee Dee?
No, it's not Vanessa.
It was Dee Dee. Yeah.
Oh, Dee Dee. So I put in an email.
I never got an email. I'm supposed to be on this committee, and I haven't gotten one email from this committee. So either they have the wrong email address or something may have gone wrong. I don't know. But could you just explain what that incident was?
Okay. Well, what happened is that there was an issue at WBAI where the interim program director, Linda, as being told by Serene, the interim program director, Linda Barry Barr, sent an email to the staff in which R. Martin,
excuse me, Chair, could we not say names, but titles are fine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, maybe I shouldn't really go any further, but
no.
There was a staff member that endorsed themselves, and they endorsed themselves along with two other candidates, which is against the bylaws. What I did is I cut and pasted the bylaws violation, Article 4, Section 6, where it says no foundation or radio station management or staff, paid or unpaid, may use or permit the use of radio station airtime to endorse, campaign, or recommend in favor or against any candidate or candidates for election as a listener, sponsor, delegate. So
what is the remedy for that?
From what I understand, the NES was brought into it, and they sent a remedy email out to everyone. But it's just that there's still so many lingering issues going on, and tomorrow's the deadline. I just want to make sure that we don't want to call attention to what these outstanding issues still are. So... so there's that issue, and then there's also, I'm going to move on to the next item, which is the status of quorums. I forwarded, Vanessa, I'm sending all of this to your second email. I have two emails for you, so maybe it's just so I've been sending things to the wrong one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. In that email, and it was forwarded also to the task force, there was an email received this morning, or no, actually this afternoon, from the NES about the quorum status as of this morning. So there is, right now, WPFW, it is still waiting for their quorum from their listeners. The NES wrote and said to the CNB that, quote, they're getting very close. A few more KPFK staff and about 150 more WPFW members, and we will be able to end on schedule. And then she says, I highly recommend that WPFW push very hard for the next 24 hours to get WPFW members to participate. I recommend management send out an e-blast to WPFW staff telling them to encourage members to vote at the top of the hour every hour. So, I don't know whether anyone wants to comment. I have my personal comments about this. The fact that now she is pushing for the top of every hour to encourage members to vote seems to me that it's more her priority to get quorum than to actually inform the membership, which is what we've been pushing for the whole time. We asked for an additional month, an additional 4 weeks in our motion from last week, and it was denied. It was voted down in the PNB meeting last Thursday. So I just don't know whether we want to make some formal 12th hour appeal to them to try to reconsider that. There is a link to a petition that was started, I believe it was started yesterday, and it's at https://change.cheng.it/np=paul=zebra=k=m=nancy=f=frank=67. And what this petition is Pacifica National Board, protect listener democracy, extend WBAI and WPFW elections. So,
Janine, please forgive me. The PNB meeting is just starting. I need to go. My apologies.
Okay, who's leaving?
Vanessa.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Jonathan, point of information.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes. First of all, there is no Pacifica National Board meeting listed on KPFTX. The person who just mentioned this, who has left the meeting, that's the first thing I just wanted to tell you. The second is somebody is making a whole bunch of noise on this call right now, and they're not realizing that their phone is not muted. Sounds like they're eating dinner and clanking dishes and stuff. Okay, that's the other thing. One other thing here. Live stream this meeting right now is not running, and do you intend to initiate the live stream or not?
No, I'm not intending on initiating the live stream. However, I am recording it.
Okay, because it's showing an audio bar to live stream on this meeting on KPFTX. Is there any way it can be recorded?
I believe I contacted, it was a last-minute meeting, and I was not able to start the live stream, and I've already called to order and all of that.
Okay, can you... I didn't even know this was happening. I just happened to refresh my page.
Jonathan, I understand.
Can you please list what national board members and local station board members are on this call by name right now, because I missed it.
Okay. We have William Hairwagon. We have Susie Moreno. We have Janine Roan. And we have Dee Dee Hallett.
And Vanessa Dixon Grip Briggs just left.
Point of information, Nancy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. I just wanted to address Jonathan's questions. When PMB has an executive session, which is happening right now, they do not list it on the events, but it's on the calendar in black and red letters, but they don't put it on the event side. Okay, and I wanted to ask, was a violation form on elections.pacifica.org submitted with the WBAI IPD endorsing candidates? Was there a formal?
Yes,
it was.
She forwarded me, Serene forwarded me the violation form. I'm assuming that she put it through, but that's I think why I asked her to forward me any correspondence she had about the incident, and so she sent me this form. She said she couldn't make it to the meeting today.
Okay, so I'm asking about the elections.pacifica violation form, which usually when you do it, all you can do is make a Google picture that stays on your computer for 30 days or screenshot it. So I'm talking about it's a kind of green form, campaign violation.
Yes.
Not
Nancy,
an email.
I emailed out that form. I emailed it out to the task force as well as the committee. So
okay. We're
able to see that in our email, in the body of the email that I sent.
Okay. Well, this is clearly a violation of the bylaws, Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions, because it says any staff offending, at the end of the Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions, it says that,
I did read it.
Okay. That's a violation. It's supposed to be take that person, that staff who violated, is supposed to be taken out until the election period is over and should not be on the air. So if the National Election Supervisor is not doing this and having the IPD step down, I mean, if there's actual evidence that this happened, then the NES is in violation of the bylaws.
Okay.
Okay, so for me, what I would like to come out of this meeting with is perhaps having some action items, like what does the committee want to do about these various things? Do we want to ask for an extension again or strongly urge or say And then also evidence that this program. Hold on, let me just hear from the members here for a moment. And then we have two other items that are in discussion, which is the status of the quorums and then extending the elections, and then also I had asked the NES for traffic reports of carts, because I know I have heard the informational carts from the NES, but I have not heard any candidate carts from the NES, from any of the on our station KPFK, pretty much at least for the last 10 days whenever I've been listening. So I don't know, she forwarded in last week the rotation, the traffic reports from back in September, but there's been nothing for October. So I would like to formally ask her about that. And sorry, hold on.
Jonathan, point of information.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure who it was just saying that about the national board meeting in response to my question that is not listed on KPFTX. Was it Nancy who just explained this?
Yes.
Vanessa.
Was it Vanessa?
I think it was Vanessa. No. It was Vanessa.
Vanessa's the national director who left early to go to the executive session of
who's speaking now?
This is Nancy. And they do not list executive session PNB meetings on the events part of the homepage. They just it's listed on the calendar.
Okay, it's not listed on the calendar.
Yes, it is, with a black line, and it has red letters, Pacifica National Board.
It says, Pacifica National Board. It doesn't say executive meeting. Do you know what the subject?
The color, John. If you read the color code, the black with red letters means.
There's nothing more than what's listing there, Nancy. I'm quoting it. Pacifica National Board and the time. There's nothing else listed.
Okay. So
because when it's executive session, they do not.
Excuse me.
I'll explain to you later.
Related to a meeting. Okay. So
this is not an appropriate question.
Jonathan, you have your answer.
I'd like to know, does anybody know what the subject matter of that executive meeting is?
This is not the place for that. This is the Elections Committee. We have a limited time. We have 45 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So with those different items, I'd like to find out if anyone else, one, has any comments about all of those items, and two, especially speak about whether they have been hearing carts in the last week. So we have William from KPFT. Whether you can comment on that at all?
William is WBAI, isn't he?
Yes.
Not KPFT.
Yeah,
okay,
William.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's Bill Crozier. Sorry.
Okay.
Bill
so
is
that
not
was
here. Bill Crozier is absent.
Okay. William, can you comment on your station? I'd like the committee members to be able to comment. Thank you.
Yeah, William Hairwagon. Yeah, we're still hearing the 30-second, what would you call them, edited? I think there's a more harsh word, but I can't think of it right now. The censored carts, 30-second carts, are still playing, and we're still getting announcements. Everything's going to end tonight. I think we're getting an announcement tomorrow night. And that's about it. There's nothing new, nothing different that I know about the carts. Maybe somebody else knows anything different.
A point of information. This is Dee Dee Halleck. I still do not understand was it the program director herself who changed, who made the statement, the endorsement, or was it another programmer? Could you explain more clearly what the incident was? Hello?
I don't think I can give the details without mentioning names, but
yes, you can. You can say, Janine, this is Bella. Janine, you can. You can say either it was an on-air host or someone else or a program director.
Okay. I don't know who it is. So without saying the name.
Well, it seems like we should have more facts before we make any declarations without knowing everything that what the situation is.
Are you able to take a look? Can anybody from WBAI look at this and tell me the position of the person that's in the email complaint? I mean, the NES had it corrected, so it actually did happen.
How do you mean had it corrected?
Yeah, what is the meaning of that, please? What action was taken?
Please, let's just not interrupt, okay? I said that I got an email saying that the NES got involved and asked for a second email to be sent out, so to correct it.
So there should be two emails that describe the situation. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. This is Sarah Kleppner.
And the first one is not correct, and the second one is correct?
No, there was only, I received an email today, and it was from Zareen and at WBAI. And she basically was stating that the interim program director sent the entire email and entire staff an email promoting the election of a particular set of candidates, that she claims to not have understood the purpose of the letter she forwarded, although the author began with, "My name is so-and-so, and I'm asking you to vote for me." The NES said, send another letter about all the candidates. It's not the first time WBAI management has put its thumb on the election scale. Until there's a real penalty, it won't stop. And so then I asked her if she could forward me the actual email exchange. And I guess she can't because it's a staff email chain. She's not allowed to. So instead, what she forwarded me is the form that I forwarded to all of you, which is the fair campaign violations form that she filled out. And where she says the interim program director, and without using names, sent an email to staff in which one of the staff members urged voting for himself and two others. The official staff list is a station resource and may not be properly used to favor individual candidates.
So it wasn't the actual interim program director, it was someone who was on air at the time. Is that what you're saying?
It seems to me that the program director, the interim program director, sent the email. She forwarded an email from someone else urging the staff to vote for people, certain candidates.
Dee Dee, it's Bruce. I'm going to forward you the campaign, fair campaign violation form, and basically in plain English, it looks like Linda forwarded an email from our treasurer where he said, hi, I'm a wonderful guy, and vote for me and my two friends. So that's about the size of it.
Could we not say names of staff?
I didn't use any names. I said treasurer.
I think you said a given name.
Unfortunately, I'm not a director, so I can't get fired.
No, but... Okay. So, this is Bella. We are losing so much time.
Hold on. Susan, do you have any comments? I mean, Susie?
It was Dee Dee.
If I'm thinking if we do have the evidence, then we should plan to take action on that and write up something. But I don't know that we actually do, but some people would know that we actually do have the evidence that this did happen, the violation did happen. That would be my vote.
Let me just clarify. This is Dee Dee again. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get this clear. The violation, as it says in the bylaws, is on the air. This was about an email. Is it true if it wasn't on the air and if it was through the email, I don't see that is a violation as described in the bylaws.
Okay.
So we need very clear clarity on this to make any decision, I would think.
I agree.
And it would be Serene that could tell us
more detail.
Right. Because she's the one that filled out the green form.
Uh-huh.
But we can cite it. We can cite it. But now with much clarity.
We can cite it as having received it and that someone reported it.
Right, as a notice, right, of a violation at WBAI, blah, blah, blah. Make it very brief. But the same thing is going on at KPFK. This is Bella. The same thing has been going on at KPFK, where certain candidates have been given preference at the YouTube channel and on the kpfk.org website. The same thing goes for on-air cards. Some have been aired, and others have not, or have been mutilated. And I have not heard promotions. And Paul Robertson, an LSB member, is with us as well. And he can tell us his story when we have the public speak. Because we are losing a lot of time. We should be gathering information from every person on this body to make a final, report. Or motion, what have you.
Chair,
an action.
Chair, point of question.
Go ahead.
Okay. the person who was speaking previous to Bella was trying to get a clarification whether this was said on air or not. Do you know the answer to that question, number one?
I don't think it was read on air, so that was my misunderstanding now that I look at it.
Okay, and does anybody have possession of the email or two? Chair?
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. I was waiting for them to speak up. I don't think it's something that can be shared because
okay,
it's...
Okay, that's not what I asked. That's not what I asked. I also want to know, is only is one of the persons on this meeting right now the person that has possession of this email? Or this was only due to report by Serene to the NES through the form?
Serene reported this to the executive director, the chair of the PNB, the PNB as a whole, yesterday afternoon.
Okay, do any of the board members that are on this call now have a copy of this report?
The Green report?
Whatever report Janine just referred to, that the chair just referred to, that Serene submitted, does anybody on this committee right now, including the chair, have a copy of that report?
John, the email, the Green report's in your inbox. You were CC'd on the email, so whatever Janine knows, you know. Look in your inbox.
Okay.
8:02 p.m. 52 minutes.
Okay, so can I ask you a question about this report? Does the report stipulate whose email it was and who it was sent to, or is that information not known?
No, it's the staff email. So it's a thread, it's a group email that is the official email for staff for WBAI.
Okay, well, for the sake of the record of this meeting, which is being recorded, if I were you, I would read the subject line of the email, the date and time it was sent, by whom to whom, on this email.
Okay, Jonathan, I can appreciate that, but I don't have it. I am not privy to the staff emails. I don't.
That's what I was trying to find out. Nobody has it on this committee.
All right.
It's only referred to in Serene's report, correct?
Let's move on. Okay. So, if we are to write something up, we now have a half hour. This would probably be the last thing that the statement of any sort, not a motion, it could be a motion, but any sort of statement we could be making at this juncture of the election. So I'm looking for suggestions from the members first. Okay. Are there suggestions from the public?
Yeah, Nancy.
Nancy and then John. Let's try to keep it to 2 minutes each.
Yeah, I think you should pick the priority, and I think extension, agreeing that an extension needs to be made for, I don't know how you want to do it, all five stations, and then say due to, you know, all kind of reasons and unfairness and cut carts and carts not starting. Anyway, all kind of reason. But the priority is the extension, I think, and using station resources and a email list that's made with all the staff, which is made by the management. That's station resources. And in past elections, if anybody even put into a pigeonhole mailbox a flyer to vote for this person, they were severely punished. So I'm looking in the bylaws, and I'm looking for the word using station resources, because it's not just on air. That's all I want to say. Pick your priority.
So I could say something like the PNB Elections Committee understands there has been use of station resources at one of the five stations.
I think we should have the actual language of the bylaws that it prohibits that. So if we don't have that, I don't see how you can just make that up.
Well, what I'm saying, I guess, is that I understand that this has happened. If anybody wants to help me, I put the bylaws link in the email.
But the bylaws link is is not about as a note. It's not even in the email. It's not. It's just a segment of the bylaws. It doesn't have the whole phrase that really what the violation is. So maybe we need to go back to the bylaws and get a copy of them and read it clearly and see if it includes station resources, which at this point I do not see.
Well, the middle, so there's a middle portion of the paragraph that I forwarded to everyone from Article 4, Section 6, and it reads, the Board of Directors may not, nor may any LSB, nor any committee of the Board or of an LSB as a body endorse any candidate or election as a delegate. Well, that's not a staff member. So I guess this is not, can anybody help me by looking at these bylaws to see if Station Resources is a... So I guess using Station Resources isn't an issue.
Well, it has been in the past, this is Nancy. Unless you had a private website and you told people, oh, if you want to know who to vote for, go to my website. But that's allowed, but not a station resource. And that email, if that's made by the, with all the programmers, all the staff, that's a station resource. And that has always been a violation. I'm looking at the bylaws to see if I can find it some other place.
Okay, so let's move on from that. The other items that we brought up are, that are in my email or my agenda, is the status of quorum. Yeah, I don't know who's... moving around, but so the motion that we sent to them last week said that I can just read it to you. Whereas that was voted down, says, whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and the issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations, with only about 1 week of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Whereas in addition to the lack of effective informational cards, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots. And whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations, be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended to all five stations, at all five stations, and then a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and IEG, and scheduled by 10/7/21, which was the day of the motion. It got switched to that date, to ensure that all five stations can record and air full candidate cards and forums to run 30 days in entirety in rotation, and that direct outreach for the members to the membership is conducted to inform the election and confirm ballot receipts so the process can be compliant with bylaws, and be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next week, no ballots be distributed until adequate bylaws mandated candidate statements and forums have first started to run prior to the ballots going out and continue running during voting period. So that was voted down, and now
seen how, I guess what we would do is if there's not things that have been remedied and the quorum is still not met, then...
Well, we still have not found it in the bylaws. We have not found...
I'm moving on to other items in case
okay.
we want to make a record or a motion with the other items that I have in the agenda. So I don't, should I forward this motion to people so that they can see it and comment on it, or? All right, so is this, this meeting is, does anyone want to move forward with any kind of action at this meeting, or should we just adjourn?
Jonathan on the stack.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, well, given the fact that the National Board refuses to take any action in regards to the unfairness of the election going all the way back to August, fact that they have refused to extend the election in order to facilitate a fair election. Unless this body is making a specific recommendation and a different one, then, I mean, this is just one more item in a long list of things that have happened or not happened in regards to making this election an unfair one, flat out. So, the question of what it is we should be, or this committee should be asking, or this task force should be asking for or demanding, really has to be considered in regards to where we're actually at in this process. The election has been completely unfair. There's only one more day to vote. I actually have not voted yet. I do have one process question right now, but I just wanted to make this point that, I mean, other than just putting this down into the record, which you've already done, I actually can't see any other demand or any other that's going to make any difference. So the question I have is about the quorums. Am I correct to understand that if the staff quorum is not met at any particular station, then that even if the listener quorum has been met, does that mean that at that station, that LSB election must be extended until they do reach the staff quorum? And please, I would like the chair to answer this question.
It's my understanding that the NES would only continue the election in the extend the election of the particular race, shall we say, that is not meeting quorum.
Okay, so the staff quorum, if the staff quorum is not met, then that means that election has not reached quorum yet, even if the listener quorum has been met?
Right. So that's my understanding from the correspondence I've seen with the NES at the level I'm at. I can't really pull it out right now.
Is that not stipulated in the bylaws?
I don't know that it is. I don't know them inside and out. If anyone wants to go in and try to find where that is listed, we can do that right now. We're at about 20 minutes left.
Okay. So that my other comment though is the thing that I'm concerned about is what is it that we would expect anything to be done? It's obvious that the PNB isn't going to do anything about anything in regards to an unfair election. And,
because they're not going to do it doesn't mean that we don't want to have some sort of a final attempt here. I mean,
other than just state what happened, unless you're making a demand, so obviously you're making another demand to extend, but I'm saying that there has to be a demand with some teeth in it.
I know, and that's why I'm asking for us to discuss it, okay?
Here's my recommendation, is that demand is that unless this election is extended for a full month, that we are going to see the inside of a courtroom.
Well, I'm not supposed to make a motion.
Statement I'm making.
I understand, but I don't.
And I'm making an implication by it. I'm saying that we have to sue the National Board and the Executive Director and the NES, all the general managers.
All right, let's give somebody else.
And I'm not naming names, Nancy, just to make you feel better.
Her name is not Nancy. This is Janine Ron, the chair, the pro tem chair.
Okay, so
you are not on the stack.
Appreciate.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Is there anyone else that wanted to speak?
Yeah, this is Steve Zeltzer, San Francisco KPFA.
Hi, Steve.
And Bella on the stack, please.
Okay, we're trying to do 2 minutes, Steve. Thank you for joining. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm very unhappy as other people about the failure to have a election. I think that part of one of the major issues is that this election for the local station board came right after the election for the bylaws. But it seems to me this is a part of the agenda of those people who want to corporatize Pacifica and get rid of Democratic bylaws. And that is to have organized this so there's one election after election and people get burned out. That may be one of the reasons for low turnout. The other reason is that at KPFA particularly, they have not replayed. They had one debate. They haven't replayed it. They're replaying programs in the afternoon. They could have the debate. There's an effort to not really inform the members, and I don't believe one-minute statements from candidates is adequate for the candidates to have. They should have a couple minutes, 3 minutes, and there should be other debates. There was only one, and that hasn't been replayed on KPFA. The management, in fact, when we had a press conference there, said that people should go to YouTube to watch the debates. That is for a community radio station to say that you should go to YouTube is a statement in itself. So I think we have to have a reckoning and accounting of what happened in the election. It hasn't been a democratic, fair election, and I think that it's violated the bylaws. I think that this committee could make a statement that people have to be accountable and it should have been extended. And the fact that it was voted down doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to take that clear position, that the election needs to be extended, and there have been serious problems with participation and with the listeners finding out that there's even an election. The other issue I wanted to bring up was what happened at KPFT, where the programmers were removed in the middle of the election from the air. And I think that had a detrimental effect on their participation. And I think that should have been stopped by Pacifica National Board and the executive director to get rid of a bunch of programmers, black, Latino programmers, at KPFT in the middle of an election, take them off the air, is interfering in the election, in my view. And that's still going on because they're still off the air. So there's serious system and, violations of democratic process in this election that have to be changed and confronted. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Steve. I had mentioned earlier in the meeting that I thought it would be appropriate that if we meet in the future, when we meet in the future, which will be next week, that we begin to put together a full report of these specific items. One of the things that came up in the meeting last week at the PNB is they didn't feel like we had enough, that it was all hearsay, and that it was just the NES kind of characterized the meeting as just being a bitch session. And so, I think that having a concise report at this juncture, going forward is probably what's best. But
I'm wondering how we can now, with the time we have left, put something to them or create a statement that we can then send out to our LFBs as well as the PNB. Go ahead, Nancy. Did you want to speak or was that Bella?
Bella.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
This is my first time on the stack. So I wanted to say thank you, Steve, for being here. This is great. Looking at the stats, again, of the voter turnout has not changed since the 12th. And as of today, 11.7% at KPFA of listeners, okay? It should be for listeners, so they're over. They made quorum. For staff, they also made quorum. There are 32.10, should be only 25. That's quorum for staff, 10% for listeners. At KPFK, the listeners are also at quorum. They are at 13%. The staff has not met quorum. They're only at 18.20% at KPFK. KPFT, the listeners, have made quorum. They have made quorum. They're at 15.20%. Staff is way over its quorum at 37.30%, despite of what Steve just illuminated. I feel
Bella, are you reading? I don't think you're reading the most recent one. I'm sorry to interrupt. But if you have the email I forwarded, there's different numbers. So I just want to make sure that the record's correct.
Yes, I was just there. How can I even sent you those numbers earlier?
No,
Janine.
It's not that. I forwarded to both the groups an email from Renee today at 3 p.m. where she has new totals from today, the 14th. And that is
I am there right now. Okay, the listeners for KPFA at 13.7%, staff at 35.7%. For KPFK listeners are at 14.8%. The staff is at 24%, shy of 25. For KPFT, listeners are at 16.7%. So they've made quorum as well. The staff at KPFT is way over its quorum. It's at 42.5%. So what is happening is, I believe, once again, the staff at KPFT may possibly give us, overcome, the New Day strategy for the entire network, as they did before. And so did the KPFK staff, by the way, volunteer staff. For WBAI, the listeners are at 14.9%, so they are also quorum, and WBAI staff also make quorum at 30%. What I find most interesting is that the listeners at WPFW, it's too bad that Vanessa left us. Are there any board members from WPFW still on this call? The listeners are only at 7.7%, and there has been no WPFW staff on record for votes at all. And I want to get to the bottom of that. I want to know, is this a suppression effort at WPFW? And so this is very, very intriguing that the listeners are only at 7.7% and no staff votes at all. So this is indicative of something else going on at WPFW. And so I would like for us to take that as a question and on our issues that we are putting together and the demands. And then the other thing is that a few days ago, last week, I sent a battery of questions to the NES addressed to everybody on this committee and other committees that are fighting for democratic process. also what you cited earlier, Janine. The website.
Okay, let's give it like another 30 seconds, Bella.
Yes, I'm working it down. The site that you reported is the site that was sent out on an email blast that I sent out recently questioning the membership at KPFK if they had heard any on-air promotion of the LSB elections, et cetera. So that site has been around for 2 months. It was not just created. So many got the email blast, which was sent out barely on Tuesday or Wednesday. And even Paul responded to it. Paul Robertson, KPFK LSB on this call. I would like Paul to give his 2 cents because he responded to that email blast as well, his reaction. So those are the numbers. And so we should put, I agree with Steve that and John, we need to really put forward a demanding letter in documenting all of these violations. And at KPFK, I have heard no cards worthy of acknowledging because most have been cut down. And few people have been given more airtime.
Jonathan, point of question.
Okay.
William Harewagon, please back.